This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Well, normally when things are going good, we do this once a week. But last week he wasn't here and we had John Bach. But this week we do have him joining us again from thetruthaboutguns.com is Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you, sir.
So, I had gotten your text, and so I just need to know, who do you want to go first? You want me to go first, or you want you to go first?
Well, I can go first. We just put up a post just a few minutes ago on some reaction in the Senate to some comments that President Trump made yesterday, which seemed to indicate that he's backing away from his support for universal background checks. And that doesn't have people like Chuck Schumer terribly happy. You know, right after the El Paso and Dayton shootings, he came out and he said, we need strong background checks and we're going to be very strong. And I'm as the most Sixth Amendment supportive president ever, but we need to make sure that crazy people don't get guns, which is, of course, no one wants crazy people to get guns. Yeah. And we've got all kinds of tools in place already to do that if we want to use them. But he seemed to be four square behind universal background checks. Yesterday, however, when he was about to board a helicopter to come back to Washington, he walked that back and said that we've got all kinds of laws. The problem is we need to do more about mental health and that type of thing. So, as we've said a number of times, don't pay too much attention to what he says. Pay a lot more attention to what he does.
Right.
But if you can go by what he says at all, it sounds like maybe people have put a bug in his ear and said, look, if you betray your pro-gun voting base, that's going to do some really bad things for your prospects for re-election in 2020.
Yeah. Well, I never thought he was going to do anything anyway. You know?
I actually had my doubts either. I had a lot of people I know and like and their friends whose hair was on fire saying, oh, my God, this is really going to happen. This is really going to happen. And I thought that the percentage of something happening is less than 50%, and I still think that. In fact, in our article, we quote something from Susan Collins from a Politico thing that said the bill struggled to get 50 votes, much less the 60, and needs to break a filibuster. Collins opposes it because it doesn't include enough exemptions for transfers to family members, essentially guaranteeing it wouldn't pass the Senate. She said, "If you're really going to, go to your adult child and have to do a background check, people in Maine are very sensible, and they know that that doesn't make sense. If you can't get a squish like Susan Collins on your side for a gun control bill, you don't have any prayer of getting that thing passed." Yes, Peter King came out today in favor of an assault weapons ban. But if there's going to be any Democrat, any Republican, quote unquote, who's going to support an assault weapons ban, it's going to be New York's Peter King, of course. So, you know, I don't think that means a lot. But when you can't get a Susan Collins behind you, you've got real problems.
See, here's the other thing with the red flag laws. You know, he said something about take the guns first, then do due process. Except when he put out a tweet when Fredo Cuomo there lost his mind and basically asked, should we red flag Chris Cuomo?
Yes,
because you got to admit that looked pretty. I mean, it looked like he had an anger control issue to me. I mean. I'm not a big red flag proponent, but you know, when there's a really good example standing right there in front of you, well, I don't know.
Well, as we wrote, that was the perfect illustration of why red flag laws are a really bad idea.
Yeah.
You know, anybody can pop off in public. This guy's sitting there eating dinner with his wife and kids, and somebody comes up and calls him Fredo or something. Did he take it to 11? Probably, you know, take it farther than it should have, threatening to throw some guy down the stairs? Yes. But is he really going to do something like that? I don't think so. And even if he does, I don't know if the guy owns a gun or not, but do you think that that was worth confiscating his firearms over a little scene like that? I don't.
Listen.
I don't know many people who do.
Listen, I'm going to tell you this, okay? I have no problems. I think it was Abraham Lincoln. If you want to get a law overturned, then enforce it strictly. I think he was the one that said that. If they want to come out here and play these stupid games, I can play them too.
Well, yeah, you can. The question is, will they be enforced equally?
Yeah.
And will that happen? And a lot of people have their doubts about that.
Well, they've got other problems besides that. I mean, you know, let's face it. Gun control is a false premise. Gun control is the only, like, okay, let's talk about laws against hurting people. Laws against hurting people that don't involve guns, okay? Laws against hurting people that don't involve guns say you cannot do this, and then if you break that law, you are punished for breaking the law, okay? Laws for property damage, laws for assault, laws for speeding, all of these things, before they can punish you, you first have to break that law. Gun control is a whole different thing. Gun control punishes no criminals because they don't have to, you know, I don't remember what caused it, but they have the right not to incriminate themselves. But gun control, when they pass gun control law, we are expected to comply with it, even though we haven't done anything wrong. And 99.9% of gun owners don't do anything wrong. So,
well, true.
I believe the public is getting a little wise to that idea.
Yeah, and then the bigger problem is the pre-crime aspect of red flag laws.
Yeah, and gun control.
Well, yeah, it is a gun control law, but basically what you're doing is you're forcing someone to prove a negative. You're grabbing his property and forcing him to prove that he's not a danger to himself and someone else. And as we quoted another article earlier this week, that's going to cost you thousands of dollars. It could cost you anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 for the privilege of defending yourself and getting your property back and convincing a judge who has already issued an order to take your guns, that, you know what, you were wrong, Your Honor, I'm really okay. And how easy is that going to be?
Do you not think all gun control is pre-crime?
I don't think all gun control is pre-crime.
They're passed under the auspice that if we just pass this law, we'll stop all crime.
Well,
but in the meantime, you have to give up your rights to do it.
True. I mean, but
think about that.
Okay.
We're coming up on the break. Dan is the editor-in-chief of thetruthaboutguns.com, where you can find the most updated type of articles that we're talking about here, because we're just doing a recap of what he's already put out there. And that's where the breaking news is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here we go! Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We are talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. Is it my turn?
Sure, why not? Go ahead.
Okay. I have a question for you. I may have asked this before, I don't know, but this is just a thing that I'm thinking about. So if a red flag order is designed to stop you from committing a crime you might commit, does that negate a background check, which is a snapshot of today and backwards when you decide to buy a gun? That is the, you know, you have no past of this. And as you and I know, past behavior is somewhat indicative of future behavior. So, you know, it's actually, it comes down to most red flag orders are going to be about what somebody says in most cases, or maybe the way they may act out on something. Sort of a la Chris Cuomo, for example, where it's just a bunch of talk and nothing actually happens. But does that negate the background check if that's going to be the thing they want to go for?
Are you saying that we don't need background checks if we're going to have red flag laws?
I'm just saying that it is a collision of useless law where one negates the other. I'm not saying, I don't think we need background checks. Everybody who's done most of these rampage killings here lately passed them. So what does that do to as a crime prevention tool?
Yeah, I'm no fan of background checks either. I'm just not sure that what one has to do with the other, because let's say, of course, you pass your background check and you
right.
and you're granted the right to have a firearm, which you should have that right anyway. But
right.
you've got that. But things change. Let's say you've had that gun for 5 years, and in the intervening 5 years, you develop paranoid schizophrenia, and you start threatening whomever. I mean, I'm going here. Bringing out the exact argument that gun controllers would have for having a red flag law. You own a firearm, and your family is worried that you're going to hurt yourself, you're going to hurt one of them. Therefore, they ask that your firearms be confiscated. So, you know, you were fine when you passed your background check. But, you know, over time, you developed this mental illness. That's the argument for a red flag law.
Okay. Well, see. Now, what you're describing is almost something that, you know, if I had a relative that actually developed schizophrenic in front of me, I would think real serious about disarming them and myself.
Well, I certainly would, too. I mean, I would make every effort to make sure that he or she had no access at all to firearms, whether
right.
they're his or anyone else's.
But, there, some of the red flag orders they're executing in, like, say, Florida. I've heard about two or three. I heard about one here recently where it was a mistaken identity. Another, there's been two or three where they don't even own guns.
Right.
So it's what I'm talking about is just the fallacy that red flag orders, like gun background checks, none of these prevent anything. In the other thing is that I don't remember where it was, but in Connecticut or somewhere, I just talked about this with Rob, in Connecticut or somewhere around the time of Parkland, they caught a kid who was in the third or fourth stage of planning a rampage killing. But he hadn't done anything, so they couldn't charge him with anything. A month before this happened in El Paso and Dayton, they caught a kid down in Texas. His grandmother turned him in, and they finally listened to somebody that said, this kid's going to do something. You know, they didn't do that with Elliot Rogers, for example. They, you know, his parents tried to turn him in. That didn't work out. This time this did in Texas, and they listened to him. And once again, they're having to charge him on a technicality. And I just want to know, and my question to Rob, and I can ask you the same question, where is it right in the world where we can have a red flag order for something you haven't done, and you can't charge somebody for something they're planning to do? Isn't that called conspiracy?
Yeah, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know if that's actually conspiracy, but my biggest problem with red flag laws is the potential for abuse and mischief. People who might know you, might not like you for whatever reason, an ex, somebody doesn't like your politics or whatever, and say, you know, this guy has he called me up and he threatened me, said he's going to come over and he's going to shoot me and my family. I want you to take away his firearms. I'm scared. That kind of thing is just Orwellian. It's crazy.
Right.
And if anybody thinks that doesn't happen, they're insane, because that kind of thing does happen. It's just another form of swatting.
Yes, it's legitimate. Swatting legitimized. I'm not saying.
Exactly.
I think it is, of all the laws they propose, this is the one. This is the one where this is most available to be prostituted, to be weaponized.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So
it's very dangerous. And the biggest problem is, can you imagine any judge in the world who's going to turn down the request? They're always going to default. They, you know, quote the president, let's take the guns first, and then we'll figure this out. They're not going to want to be the ones to say, you know, no, this is not right. You know, this person's okay. They haven't exhibited any threatening behavior, and then have that person go out and shoot someone or
right.
shoot up his
right.
place of work or something. And then it'll come be in the paper the next day that, you know, Judge Smith was asked to grab this guy's gun and turn down the request. Do you want to be that judge? Who wants to do what jurist wants to have his name in the paper like that? No,
what are they going to do when they do a red flag order on somebody and actually execute it, and the guy still kills the focus, though? Because just taking away the guns doesn't make a killer. Killer doesn't care about tools. That's a detail.
Obviously. Yeah, and if this person's a danger to himself and you take away his gun, he's going to probably find another way.
Yeah, he's going to
kill their knives, their car.
If Jeffrey Epstein could commit suicide in his lockup, well, you know what they say. Anyway, we're coming up on the next break, and when we get back, we're going to talk some more with the editor-in-chief of The Truth About Guns, that being Dan Zimmerman. He runs a group of writers and reviewers and contributors and, you know, people, the EDC stuff. Everybody's always showing what they're carrying. It's an entertaining read when you go to truthaboutguns.com. And you know what I want to talk about? Well, I'll tell you when we get back, because you wrote about it, I think. You or John. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Representatives Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are addressing travel restrictions to Israel and Palestinian territories. The two women held a press conference in Minnesota and said that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's policy is suppressing human rights to free speech. Michigan Representative Tlaib was told she could visit her grandmother after being granted a visit on humanitarian grounds if she did not promote a boycott of Israel. New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin on Fox News, though, reminds the two ladies.
There was an opportunity for Tlaib and Omar to have gone earlier this month with 70 colleagues, Republicans and Democrats, to listen, learn in good faith. But instead, what we've seen is this bad faith PR attempt.
Attorney General Bill Barr has removed the acting head of the U.S. Prisons Bureau following the death of Jeffrey Epstein in a New York jail. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. Now, you didn't write about it, but one of your writers did write about it. Did you see where the Senate Democrats have decided to warn the Supreme Court in this New York case?
I did. It was a thinly veiled threat.
A very, I don't even know if I would call it thinly veiled.
It was pretty explicit, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, for if your readers aren't aware, the case, of course, is New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus City of New York, which everyone who looks at seems to think that the case is a slam dunk against the city. And it's going to mean the city's gun control law is going to be struck down. They're really worried about is that the Supreme Court will apply strict scrutiny to gun control laws, which would have a seismic effect on gun control laws all across the country, and a lot of them will fall. So a bunch of Senate Democrats, five of them, I believe. I think Sheldon Whitehouse was the one who wrote the amicus brief that was filed.
basically threatened the Supreme Court, saying, if you don't find this case moot or rule in our favor, we're going to pack the court and make sure that this kind of thing doesn't happen again in the future.
Which is sort of one of those, yeah.
I was going to say, in other words, really nice court you have there. It'd be a shame if something were to happen to it.
That sounds like a shakedown, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's one branch, one co-equal branch of government threatening another one.
So, as we look at the co-equal branch of all of this, what are your thoughts regarding that as far as, do you think they'll use this as something to run on, or?
I'm sure they would. You know, people have, ever since 2016, all sorts of ideas have been floated. You know, since the election didn't come out the way the left wants, then of course that means that the Electoral College is a bankrupt, antiquated system that must be gotten rid of. If the Supreme Court rules in a way that they don't like, that means that we've got to change the structure of the court to make sure that kind of thing doesn't happen again. So if you can't win on the merits, change the rules.
Well, sure. Why not? Why wouldn't you just change the rules? I like it.
Yeah, well, we'll see. And there's two questions here. It's first, you know, the city of New York has changed the law in question because of the threat of an adverse ruling by the court.
Right.
But that's a transparent ploy to try and get the court to declare the case moot. And people I've talked to who know these things, people who practice law in the federal court, say the Supreme Court probably is not going to just for that, because the city of New York could always reestablish that law and force the plaintiffs to sue all over again. And so they probably aren't going to declare the case moot. The question then becomes, are they going to apply strict scrutiny? And one attorney I talked to said, They think that this ploy by these five senators was directed at one person in particular, and that's Chief Justice Roberts. And that's because he has developed, first of all, he's now in that middle seat.
Right.
With four on either side of him, four to the left and four to the right. And he has demonstrated that he can be swayed by public perception, by people writing on the editorial page of the New York Times and the Washington Post.
Sure.
And that's how we ended up with the Obamacare ruling that we did. And so the theory is this kind of threat was aimed at him to see if they can have a similar effect in this case as well.
I'm just waiting. See, the whole thing with the Senate, I can see where they could hold on. I've looked at some demographic data where they're looking at things by up to 2040 from here, where all of these coastal blue areas have swelled to such a population that they just have a perpetual hold over the House, but they would only control 15 states. Right. So that leaves 35 states that now have two senators each. That would mean it would be like a 70-30 thing in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've also talked about, well, we've got to do away with this system where these little states can tell these big states what to do, which I thought that was about the Commerce Clause or something. Isn't that why we have a Commerce Clause?
I'm not sure that that's the Commerce Clause, but again, it's just the argument that if you can't get the result you want, you change the rules. You know, two senators from each state, whether it's Rhode Island or California, has worked for this country for 243 years or whatever it is. But now that we've got an election result that surprised everyone and we didn't, and a lot of people really didn't like, we've got to blow it all up.
Yeah, well, Gavin Newsom is in the middle of his state is just melting down around him. That's pretty funny. I found that incredibly brassy of these five senators who are not Sheldon Whitehouse. I said out loud on a local radio show that he should. I've never heard of him. I know that he exists. I have heard of him, but I mean, what does he do?
Yeah, he's
a nobody. No, he's not. No, huh?
So you'd expect something like that from a Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, a Dianne Feinstein, a Chuck Schumer. But he seems more like a backbencher, if there are backbenchers in the Senate. Not somebody, you know, a Maisie Hirono type kind of person, who I think actually was one of the five, Crazy Maisie from Hawaii.
Crazy Maisie. Yes,
yeah, and they have nothing if not brass to write something like that. But again, I think they made the calculated judgment that they could affect and they could intimidate a John Roberts in order to nudge him in the direction they want to see this going.
Well, we'll see. I kind of think that Ruth Bader Ginsburg doesn't like at all the idea of packing the court. So they may be very surprised by what comes out of that. They might sway Roberts and Ginsburg and Kagan might go with the conservatives. Who knows? Because they don't like being pushed around. Hang on.
Sorry, go ahead.
No. We're just heading into the break. I definitely want you to tell me what you found out about that, though. Truthaboutguns.com, that's where Dan works on a daily basis. Go check that out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. You wrote a little ditty on Kamala Willie Brown's side chick, Harris.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Well, you know, Kamala Harris has an extensive background in law enforcement. She was assistant district attorney in Oakland. That's not a city without a fair amount of gun crime. She then managed to get herself elected as attorney general in California, which made her the chief law enforcement officer in the state, in the biggest state in the union. Again, you'd think that she would have know something about firearms and the laws that surround those. And yet she came out with a tweet over the weekend saying that she's going to come out with an executive action when she's elected president that will help close the online gun sales loophole. Of which, of course, there isn't one.
Yeah.
Nobody can go online and buy a gun. They can purchase a gun and have it shipped to their local FFL. But of course, when they go in there, it's just like any other legitimate gun sale. They'll have to fill out a 4473 and they'll have to undergo a NICS background check.
Right.
So I don't know what she's talking about. She's either woefully uninformed or she's lying and she doesn't care about it. So pick one.
Well, let's play that game, shall we? Can with Do you think when one of these Democrats is like wanting to be president, like Spartacus and Willie Brown's side chick and, you know, Gropey Joe and all these other people, do you think that they have a campaign staff and a communications manager and everything that sits there and says, you know, we can tell America wherever we want to tell them because they're stupid. They don't know. They don't pay attention. They're mostly low-informed voters.
I think to a certain extent that does happen. I think they think that the average person doesn't know the gun laws in this country, and they're certainly right about that.
Right.
And by her sending out a tweet like that, people are going to think, oh, my gosh, my son or the guy next door could just click on a button on his computer and have a gun delivered to his house. Well, we can't have that, can we?
Yeah. Just like Amazon Prime.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, overnight delivery. Get a 1911. A Nighthawk 1911 delivered to your door. If only. You know, that would be nice, but we can't do that. And she's just probably out to scare people into thinking that that's actually happening. And that, of course, somebody has to, wait for it, do something. And she's just the person to do that. So maybe it is just a cynical ploy to scare people into supporting her.
Well, I mean, like the universal background check, do you think that flawed study that, when was it? Whenever it came out, did it come out during the Clinton time? The 40%, the 40% study that we got with the 285 person sample. Do you think that Kamala Harris, when she looks at that, when she's saying, well, 40% of all guns don't get a background check. I kind of like that. That sounds sort of ominous, doesn't it? Let's run with that one. Do you think they actually know it's been discredited, and they run with it anyway? Is the level of dishonesty that deep?
I don't know if they know, and I don't know if they care. Just like the people after El Paso and Dayton throwing around that 251 mass shooting so far this year number, utterly BS number that was totally false. It was debunked by a lot of people, but plays well. It's a great soundbite. Scares a lot of people. Oh, my gosh, we have a crisis. Never mind the fact that we are experiencing a period of historically low gun violence in this country, gun crime. Violent crime in this country has never been lower on a percentage basis. There are some isolated locations where there's more of that. I'm talking to you, Chicago, and Baltimore, and I hate to say my hometown of St. Louis is one of those places too.
Yeah.
But in Detroit, you know, in a few isolated instances like that. But as a nation, our crime rate has never, our violent crime rate has never been lower since they've been measuring. But yeah, there's a lot of political hay to be made, capital to be won in scaring people into thinking that, you know, people are getting shot left and right, up and down, every time they walk out their door. And because then people, you know, of course, then the cry goes up to do something and to vote for people who say they will do something.
Well, I mean, do you ever think that sometimes we should like hire ourselves out? Should we make like a consulting firm? It could be Zimmerman and Frady. I don't mind taking Sickendale. And we could go out there and we could say, listen, all of you people that want to run on the gun thing, or all of you people running against people that are running on the gun thing, listen, we'll tell you what's going on, and you know, you can, we'll take our pay as we leave.
I'd be happy to offer my services to any candidate who's looking for that kind of information.
Yeah. Well, they're not, Dan. That's the thing. One time I was asked to talk to somebody running for sheriff in the Midlands of the state, in Lexington County, South Carolina. He was running for sheriff, and what he wanted to know was how he would look good for gun owners. And I said, you need to get out there and state that he was a police chief. I said, you need to say that I know as a law enforcement head that the harbinger of law and order is actually you people here in Lexington County. My men are just here to back you up. We know who's actually the law-abiding, and we appreciate that, and we're here to, and we understand that you will defend yourself with weapons as the Second Amendment codifies your God-given right to self-defense. And I could hear the consultant in the room gasp.
That's exactly the kind of message that would resonate with me, I'll tell you that.
Well, I mean, but see, the thing is, and this is before Trump, you know, I've always told politicians, you got to sound different than everybody else. And if you're not going to sound different, I don't. Why are you even running? How do you expect them to be able to tell the difference between you and somebody else?
Right, exactly. And but another message that they might try is a side of the argument that never seems to be raised. You know, we've got, 35,000 people that die every year from guns in this country. Two-thirds are suicides. Which leaves about 10, and about 6,000 to 7,000 are actually violent crimes, actual criminals shooting each other or other people. To the extent that you pile on gun control laws, make it more expensive and more difficult or outright illegal for people to own firearms, for law-abiding people to own firearms, that means fewer defensive gun uses every year. The CDC says there are about 1 million of those every year. But let's say that's wildly overstated. Let's say that's twice the real number. Let's say there's only 500,000 defensive gun uses every year. That's 500,000 assaults, robberies, rapes, murders that are prevented every year.
Yep.
If you reduce the number of law-abiding citizens who have firearms to defend themselves and their family, that means more of those crimes are going to happen. How many more of those crimes are you willing to have in order to save or to reduce that number of 6 to 10,000 people who die?
We're running out of time. We're running out of time in the middle of the good part. We'll pick that up, though. We're going to pick that up. That's an excellent question. So thank you for joining me this evening.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.